And it's about 8:10, and it's time for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week on the Green Jack guest line, and we welcome Inside the Cave Molly Brown from Addison High School Track, and welcome, Molly.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and congratulations to you on your exploits as far as track and field is concerned. And Jeff, I know you've got a whole list of things that Molly has accomplished.
Well, Molly, you had a great year, and we talked just for a second yesterday. Again, congratulations on that. Are you out? Are you competing somewhere this weekend?
On Friday I'm coming home and I'm running somewhere near Flint.
Okay. All
it's
right.
The Meet of Champions.
Oh, the Meet of Champions. Okay, nice, nice. Well, again, you had quite a state meet last week as you took first in the 100 hurdles and then second in the 100. Second in the intermediate hurdles, and then also eighth in the long jump. So all state in all four events that you competed in last weekend. So congratulations on such a great weekend.
Thank you.
Well, one thing I do got to ask, though, is you finally got beat in a couple of those races, and you hadn't lost all year long. How's it feel to lose? No, just joking on that.
Yeah.
I mean, because you did have a heck of a year. I mean, it was did you expect? I know last year you did get had a good state meet last year, and I know coming in this year, did you expect all the success that you did have, or was that a little surprising to you to have such success throughout the course of the year?
I mean, when I thought about last year's season, I didn't think my best event was going to be the 100 hurdles. That was the event I didn't get all state in last year, so I wasn't expecting that to be my best event. And, I mean, as an underclassman, I still didn't really expect to do as well as I did, especially because I didn't think it was possible to take, some of the time I did take off of my previous times. I just didn't think it was possible, but
no,
I'm happy with what happened, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in looking, too, I mean, this is, Pat, for you to look at this, too, so in the 100-meter run, 12.57, and over hurdles, it was only 15.01. So it only takes you 3 seconds more to go over with all those hurdles. I mean, that's pretty amazing to be able to keep that time that close between the two that, you know, it's not adding a lot more time to run over the hurdles.
Yeah.
What's your biggest...
It was...
Go ahead.
Sorry, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead and talk about that because I was just—it is pretty crazy that's that close in timing between the two.
My dad's my hurdle coach, so I work a lot on just leaning over the hurdles and just staying as low to them as possible and trying to get my trail leg back on the ground and ready to sprint. So I can be as fast as I can.
Again, when I was going to do my next question to you is what was the biggest thing about that? So it's really the technique style and getting that trail leg down to be able to keep running quickly. And that's something that you work on a lot to get that technique down.
Yes.
So what, as a sophomore, I know you probably got some big aspirations coming up for the next few years. Is this something that you obviously probably want to do at the next level as well? Are you thinking about some colleges?
Yeah, I would love to run track in college.
And tell us a little about what other sports do you do at Addison?
I play volleyball and I play basketball too.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, Molly, at the beginning of the season, obviously I think you set some goals for yourself. Did you reach those goals or did you exceed those goals?
I think I exceeded my goals. I mean, I did end up breaking our school record in 100 hurdles, which I didn't really know if it was going to happen because it was a great time. Like, that was set. Allie McLaughlin was just a great runner. So I didn't really know if it was going to happen this year, if it was going to happen at all. But when I broke it, I was very, very happy. And then I ended up breaking the school record in the 100 dash, too. And I didn't even know that was possible because I wasn't planning on running the 100 dash. My coach asked me, I needed a fourth event for an invite, and she asked me if I wanted to run the 200, and I said, put me in the 100, let's see what happens. And then after I ran the 100 that one time, I ran it every meet.
So tell us, what is your favorite event?
The 100 hurdles.
100 hurdles. That's great. And being a sophomore, was this the... second year you went to the state meet, or was this the first?
This is the second year.
Second year. So give us the feeling that you have when you're there at the meet with all these other young ladies from around the county and around southern Michigan. What is that feeling like? Is it an intimidation factor, or is it you know that you're good and you're going to give it all you got?
I mean, it is definitely a little, like, nerve-wracking because everybody there is there for a reason. So everybody's met the qualifying time. So everybody in there is going to be good at the state meet. But, I mean, I try to just tell myself that, like, it's just another track meet, just has a lot more girls at it. So I just try to run my race, and whatever the outcome is what I'm going to have to be okay with.
Now, in most sports, there's that one person or maybe even a couple of people that push athletes along to try to do better. Is there any one person or individual that you would say that really pushed you along?
My dad, my coaches, my dad and my other coach, Coach Hammy.
Let's talk about the team. I know this is kind of an individual sport, but it is also a team sport. How did the Addison team do this year?
I thought we did really good for how small we were. Like, we did not have nearly as many girls as we have in the past years. I mean, we were back-to-back regional champs until this year. Obviously, we didn't win regionals, but we lost so many girls. And for us to do as well as we did this year, I think is great.
Molly, can you hang on a second? We have to take a break here for our sponsor, and we'll be right back with you here in just a second. You're inside the cave this morning with Molly Brown, our Athlete of the Week from Addison High School, and we'll be right back after this message from the LISD.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we see the potential in every learner.
We'll come right
guided
back.
By service and collaboration, we work to create opportunities for success in our community. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same: supporting learners through personalized service, innovative programs, and engaged leadership. Join our team and make an impact. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view our current open positions and apply today.
You're back inside the cave with our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, Molly Brown from Addison Track and Field. And tell us about some of your coaches that are there all the time, and maybe mention some names.
My dad is my coach. So, my dad is my boys' coach, but he coaches like hurdles and sprints, so he would give me my workouts throughout the year and stuff like that. So at practice, he would help me hurdle and give me form and all that stuff, but I could also like talk to him at home about meets and everything, because he was always obviously going to be there. And my girls coach, Coach Annie, she is like our distance coach and our pole vault coach, but she's still my coach, and she did a lot of, like, helping me through, like, the mental aspect of track. Like, she knows I get really nervous, and she tried to, like, help me through that and was always talking to me throughout the season, making sure I was doing okay and stuff like that.
Well, Molly, again, it was a great, successful season for you, and I know it's going to be hard to top. That means you just got to get more state championships next year. You know, you got close this year, but no, just having some fun with you. But it's, as a sophomore, really impressed with what you've been able to do and accomplish so far. And you know, good luck with moving forward. Good luck up at the Meet of Champions, and hopefully you can come back with some more hardware from that and representing Addison and Lenawee County.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, congratulations to Molly Brown for being our Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, Molly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.